with my experience talking to patients, being at their bedside, talking to them in day therapy, talking about difficult issues, talking about stuff that we don't talk about, things that are taboo, using words that perhaps we don't really want to hear. I just found that for some patients, it works to write poetry. And I was blown away with sometimes I turn up for a session of counselling and there's a poem to be read. And in that poem are thoughts, feelings about life, about relationships, about the self. And it just blew me away. And it didn't just happen once or twice. It's happened so many times that I had an idea of a creative writing group. A creative writing group was somewhere to come, not just to talk about cancer, to talk about illness, talk about death or the hospice, but somewhere to come to talk about you. Who are you? Where were you born? You know, what do you do? What makes you laugh? What do you think about the seasons? And all this, I thought we can work with this. So we piloted a four-week programme, of which Amanda came to. And I must say she was our star pupil, because every time I passed her after that, I've got a new poem, would you like to read it? And even as we came in here today, she said, I've got a new poem, would you like to read it? So it works. It really works. You know, some of the sessions were incredibly emotional. It's, you know, the stories of people's lives are not always... You know, can always not always be the happy bits, but there's also those uplifting moments. You know, what do you like to do? Who are your children? We write letters to our loved ones, you know, and that's a very important part of my work, working on the inpatient unit. Patients like to write letters to their loved ones, so we can facilitate that. And the whole thing has been a wonderful experience. So we will continue with our creative writing group and expand it. And, you know, just hope it goes from strength to strength.
Amanda, when they said to you, creative writing group, what did you think? Because you were saying to me earlier on, you were a bit of a bookworm.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was more about writing a bit about your life story, really. I thought, oh, that's my interpretation of writing. So I kind of started jotting down a few notes about a few memories that I remembered, and that's kind of the path I started to go down, really, at first.
What about poetry? Had you ever done any poetry before?
No, I've never done poetry before. I mean, I've had limericks pop in my head before, and me and my husband kind of have little funny rhyming sessions where he says something and then I rhyme with it.
Yeah.
So we have a little bit of fun with it, but I've never actually written anything down before.
So how easy was it to start that?
It was strange, actually, because it was like the inspiration popped in my head. And about midnight one night, I just had words floating around in my head and I had to write them down because I couldn't go to sleep. So I said to my husband, quick, grab me a pen and my notebook.
And he said, what?
I woke him up and he went and got them for me, and I sat there for the next hour and a half and I wrote down this poem, and it's very strong feelings because it was about my nan, who passed away.
Yeah.
And we were very close, so to get that out onto paper, it really meant a lot to me.
How do you feel about because you say getting it down on paper, it exposes your innermost feelings, doesn't it? It is letting people see you. How difficult was that?
Reading out I was a bit nervous at first, but someone like Sue, she understands those kind of emotions, and also the people in the class, they're going through that kind of feelings, with their families as well, and to be able to share that with someone like these people that understand how I feel, it's a really lovely feeling to know that everyone understands me.
Would you feel able and willing to read me one of your poems?
If you'd like.
I would like very much. Thank you.
It's called Let Me Grow Old With You. Let me grow old with you, my beloved. I will be there to hold your hand. When things get scary and confusing, I will help you understand. Let me grow old with you, my soulmate. We have been bonded together for life. Our vows of marriage are our commandments. I am so proud to be your wife. Let me grow old with you, my sweet one. I will pick you up when you are down. We never fail to make each other laugh. I will forever be your clown. Let me grow old with you, my darling. I will dry your tears when you cry. I shall take your burden and share it with you. To ease your pain, I will always try. Let me grow old with you, my dearest. I will always show you my affection. To kiss your lips and envelop you in my arms, surround you with love and protection. Let me grow old with you, my honey, whether in sickness or in health. I'll be beside you no matter the challenge, in poverty or in wealth. So as we approach our twilight years, the light of our love will shine through. Hand in hand, forever and always, just let me grow old with you.
That was lovely. How does that make you feel reading it out?
Makes me feel good. Makes me think about how much I love my husband. And yeah.
This is a very special place we're sitting in, isn't it? It's a place of a very high emotion. It's a place of great laughter. It's great sadness in places as well. What do you think makes it so special for you?
I think it's because it's full of people that understand you probably more than most people. Here I feel safe, and if anything does happen, I know I'm in the best place. And I know the patients and the nursing staff, you know, whatever I kind of chat to them about, they've always got something to say, and it's all very supportive and it's all positive.